Hi, I'm Amanda Pacheco.
This is She Love.
Hello, it's Davida.
I'm Gina Lovato.
Hey, it's Alana Dunn.
I'm Caitlin Bailey.
This is Melissa Novak.
It's Sean Jacobson.
Hey, it's Bethany Nicole, and welcome to Sex Party.
And welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Sex Party with your host, Dustin Rybka.
And welcome to the Sex Party 2023 Holiday Special. I'm your host, Dustin Rybka. This thing is packed with cameos from some of your favorite guests this season, as well as three big interviews with Tatum Zoe, Dr. Tara, and Sarah Jury. So without further ado, crush up the Xanax, mix it with the Viagra, dump it directly in the vodka, and enjoy.
Sex Party season's greetings.
Hi guys, Gianna Rackham here, relationship expert and coach for feminine women. This holiday season, I want to invite you to try something new sexually that you might surprise yourself in liking. Like, maybe try letting your partner that you trust come on your face and just see how it feels.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Tara, the internet's resident sexpert. This holiday season, I encourage you to worship her pussy. Have a great time. Bye!
Hey, it's Sarah Givons, and don't forget this holiday season to keep your vibrators charged, because there's nothing worse than coming home from a big night out and your vibrator is dead and you're left there charging it.
Happy holidays, motherfuckers. This is your reminder from Genevieve Rackham, best-selling author of Sexy Money. This holiday season, don't be money's little bitch.
Tatum Zoe is the host of the Girl Stop Talking podcast. Last time she was on Sex Party, we talked about whether or not she would have a threesome with her partner and a sex doll and what that would take to accomplish. This time around, she is going to chat with me about whether or not you can or should buy sex toys for your partner. When to know if your situationship is worthy of a present or any kind of gift, right? What do you do? Is it, are you giving a gas card? Are you giving a gift certificate to Chili's, or is it an Apple Watch? Who knows, right? We're going to discuss that. And we're also going to break down whether or not Christmas is a horny holiday. So, without further ado, enjoy this holiday conversation with friend of mine, friend of the show, Tatum Zoe.
Happy holidays.
Tatum Zoe, Merry Christmas and welcome to the Sex Party second annual holiday special. You are dressed as an elf, which is wonderful, right? I just threw a Santa hat on. I lit up my bar cart.
Love,
you know, because you know you gotta have a lit up bar cart, right, for Christmas.
Yeah, well, I think it like goes with the vibe. You got like the lights shining off the wallpaper in the background.
Yeah,
it's a vibe.
Yeah, it's very drippy, Hugh Heftery in the new studio. So if you haven't checked out the new Sex Party studio, go to YouTube after you're done listening to this. If you're listening, if you're watching, hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Merry Christmas. It's so weird that it's already the end of the year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. Just kind of, you know, getting into the holiday things. And I just recorded my holiday episode, Holiday Hoen.
Yes. So Holiday Hoen.
It won't be out until Christmas Day, actually. Mm. It ended up working out that it's literally coming out on Christmas Day. So, you know, just getting into the holiday spirit.
Yeah, we can tell you got the elf hat, the elf costume. You know, I just got lazy and threw a Santa hat on, like I said. So, you know, whatever. Maybe by the end of this, there is a Santa beard around. Maybe we'll play a little game. We'll find out. I don't know.
Okay.
The beard looks terrible, I will tell you, because last year, you know, and it's very hot.
Yeah,
I cannot wear. No.
You can't come back.
Hell no. So, okay, let's just jump right into this. What do you think? And I asked this last year. I asked this every year because I feel like holidays are sort of, switching around. Like back in the day, I feel like Valentine's Day was a very horny thing. Now there's a lot of Hallmark hate around Valentine's Day. There's anti-Valentine's Day. Last year's Valentine's Day special, or I guess it would be this year's, but last year, whatever.
whenever this airs, however it
works out. Yeah, I'm getting my fucking timelines confused. But like people were like, you know, they watched the special, but they were like hating on Valentine. Like, oh, I hate Valentine's Day. And so I felt like this year Thanksgiving was a little more horny than the last couple of years. So to you, is Christmas a horny holiday? Are we having a lot of sex during the holiday season? Is there cosplay happening? Are we drinking a lot?
Yeah. Yes. All of the above. We're definitely starting with the drinking a lot. Yes. Okay. I think like when you look at like the holidays realistically, I think it can be both, right? Like it's super stressful. So people either are like one far away or the other. Like you're in the stress, you're not like taking care of yourself or your partner or, you know, giving yourself pleasure because you're thinking about all the other people and like what you're trying to do for other people, which, you know, that's great. But also I think it's fun. It's like a fun time. It's that you get to dress up. You can like be a different person. You can be a different character. You can think about yourself a little more. So I do think that like, if someone is stressed out and they're kind of on that other side where like these things aren't really happening, it would be good to just like pause, take a break, be like, what is it that I could do for me in my relationship right now? Whatever that relationship may be, like situationship, fuck buddy, who knows, you know?
Yeah, or all three or exactly. Whatever. Yeah. Because that's the thing. Like if you are dating multiple people during the holidays, right? Or like fucking multiple people, there is this sort of like, do you buy them gifts?
No.
Right?
Absolutely not. Here's my rule. Okay. If you are not in a committed relationship with someone, and I'm speaking like from a woman, I guess, like a female, you know, on the female side, I'm speaking, if you are not in a committed relationship with someone, you do not buy them a gift. You know what their gift is? You go down to the dollar store, you buy a cute little Santa hat, you strip down nothing but the hat. You take a sexy photo and you send them a sext on Christmas. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. That's what you get. You get a fucking dollar and a nude.
Yeah. I mean, that does make sense because if you were, you know, if you were trying to, you know, please everyone, I mean, you would run out of cash like pretty quickly if you had a lineup, even a bench, you know?
Yeah. I feel like not even like financially wise though. I think it's like, I think there's definitely a double standard here, right? Like I think all women, regardless if you're in a relationship or a situationship, deserve presents, but I don't think that all men do.
Okay. So explain this because I kind of already agree with you, but I wonder if it's for the same reason.
Sorry, because you're going to have to tell me if we got a nip slip because the top is like...
It's elfing out. I will let you know for sure.
Okay, I think it would be this one, but it looks like my mic is going to cover it, so I think we're going to be good. Anyways.
they just all left and ran over to YouTube.
Yeah, like, yeah. Right? They're like, wait, we need to watch this. What do her tits look like?
Yeah. Just wait. Just listen to it, then go to YouTube and catch the fucking possible nip slip.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't really know if I have, like, an explanation for it other than the fact that, like, I think, like, women are nurturing in nature. So I think, like, a woman around the holidays will most likely think like, oh, should I get him a gift? But I don't, in my experience, I don't think men really think that way, especially if it's just like a hookup or a situationship, when it's not something that's like on a little like deeper of a level. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I feel like most of the time in like hookup situationships, the woman is like kind of footing most of the responsibility or like the weight of that.
Right.
So I definitely agree with you there. So, okay. What happens if you have a couple guys and, or even I guess a couple girls, you have a couple people, you know, your roster, your bench and randomly, you know, you think all is well, all is good. And in comes, Christmas and somebody who you think is just a hookup gets you a big gift. What do we do in this situation? And I mean like something expensive, not like a car, but like a piece of jewelry. Cause I feel like this happens. Do we have a conversation? Do we accept the gift?
Oh, you 100% accept the gift. Yeah. I still think like, I think you have your Santa hat nude on deck. And if you haven't sent it yet, you know, well, I'm sure you would at that point, but I think like you just accept the gift and you're like, oh my God, I didn't know we were going to exchange gifts this year. You know, maybe we can figure that out. I can get you back or something like that. Like, I didn't know we were exchanging gifts. That's so thoughtful. How nice. Like you could still, I don't see anything wrong with accepting it, but here's the flip side of that, right? Like, mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this first. As a man, if you were with a hookup and you got them like a rather expensive gift, like this is a situation you guys aren't, you're like casually dating. Okay. And you're like, I want to do something nice for this person. This is what I'm going to get her.
Sure.
And she doesn't get you something. Are you like pissed about that?
So I feel like I am very intuitive and I wouldn't do that. I would have to know, right? Yeah. I would like my gut would tell me. My gut never lies.
Right, right, right.
Except for that one time in Cancun. But my gut never lies. And I think I would have to know. I would have to feel some sort of foundational groundwork that had been laid, right?
Or like some clues. Like if she was saying like, yeah. Oh, like Christmas is coming up. What are you going to get me? Or like, you know, like something like that. Or like, I found something that I think you would like. Then it's like, okay, then obviously there's going to be an exchange, right?
Sure. Yeah. I think it just would be smart in general for both parties to drop hints anyway. Right. Like, breadcrumb that shit a little bit. I mean, don't breadcrumb yourself into a Lexus fucking lease or anything like that, but like, you know, breadcrumb yourself to try to figure out if she's going to do something. But I just feel like for me personally, as a man, I'm not buying anybody gifts unless they're my girlfriend. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like it's mom and girlfriend. That's it. Yeah. Right. But like, if you think that they might do something, then like you might want to plan for, like you said, like I don't know what the male equivalent would be to, like, if you take like a mistletoe and wrap it around your penis or something and take a picture or whatever.
I thought you were going to say so she could give you a blowjob. I'm like, that's not a gift for her.
Exactly. But it's like, here's a picture of my chestnuts and whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But like, you should have something like ready to go just in case. And if not, like throw that shit away.
So here's the other thing I was going to say, like the flip side, I think a woman would be upset if she bought her hookup a gift and he didn't get anything for her. So like I said, it's a complete double standard and like no shame, but it just, I think the other side, like for like a woman, I think it'd be like, damn, he didn't get me anything. But then honestly, like, girl, then you know. You ain't got to put no more time into that.
Yeah, you can hack that shit off. And, like, you still have a week to find someone else for New Year's, you know?
Exactly. So my big thing during Christmas, and, like, this isn't – I've been in a relationship for a long time, so this isn't, like – but you could do this, like, speaking.
What's a long time?
4 years.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting up there. I'm like, what is mm-hmm. this life? Okay.
Wait, do you not? Wait a minute. What is this life? What the hell?
This life? It's kind of weird. Never in my life have I, this is like my first long-term relationship ever.
So what's your longest relationship besides this one?
I don't really count it because it was just like so unhealthy. But if I had to like pick one, it was the person that I had my son with. And that was a year. That was 1 year. But I was also pregnant within that full year. So it's like.
Do they normally end around the holidays?
That's rude.
Because you're doing the dollar store fucking Santa hat trick to all your fucking. I mean, I just feel like you were someone who would have a roster, right? And then.
I mean, when I was dating, not like, I think dating for me is like, and this word is so broad, right? But for me, dating was like talking to multiple people, going out with multiple people to like understand like what I want, if I like them, you know, therefore, yeah, I would have like three or five people that I was like talking to, some that I was like dating, but only one that I was fucking. That was just
my thing. Really?
Yeah, that was just my thing.
Was that, so that was like a rule you had?
Yeah, for myself, I think. I think I like it would also in that part of my life, I wasn't as like sexually vulnerable and I didn't really know as much as I do now about like just about sex in general and like the dating world. Like I was in it, but I think now I've learned so much more. So I think for myself, I was just like, if I extended that to too many people, I don't think I would feel good about me at that point.
So it was a body count thing.
Maybe.
So if,
I mean, but I don't, but the body, like, I mean, no
maybe. Well, okay. So if, okay, you said, I love you. Just, you skipped over four. You said three or five.
Yeah. Three to five. Like,
well,
three to five.
Okay. Sure. All right. But let's say, okay, let's say it's five. And so you're banging one guy.
The
you're
top.
Talking. Okay. But you're talking to other four other guys, okay?
Yeah. Actually, I take that back. I think the number one you're holding out for, number two, you're getting your needs met. Number three, he's like the nice guy, you know? And then like number four and five, they're just like texting. They're like the bat, they're like sitting on the bench, you know? They're like waiting to see if the first three get knocked out.
Okay, so you're sleeping with the one guy, okay? Now, if all of a sudden player number two starts to move ahead a little bit and you're like, oh shit, I'm starting to, do you bump out the person you're sleeping with to sleep with the other guy or is it?
No.
So then you would be sleeping with more than one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I think at that point, like if number one, if I was going for number one, but I was already sleeping with number two and then number two kind of was like, okay, maybe we're getting somewhere. Then I don't know if I would sleep with number two because I'm already sleeping. I was already sleeping and then he moved up. Does that make sense? I feel like that got a little confusing.
It may be, but who cares? I mean, it's a Christmas special. Everyone's fucked up on eggnog listening to this right now anyway. But I mean, also too, like, you know, I think there should always be room for advancement at any position.
Yeah.
So you know, like let's you gotta
keep your options open.
Yeah. If you're single, you have to keep your options open.
Yeah.
So did these guys know about each other or not at all? This is a top secret.
No. I don't think so. I mean, but I don't think it's like a secret. I think like if I like were playing the game, right, then it's like if I wanted a little more attention from like someone that's like up in the top three and they ask me like, oh, what are you doing tonight? It's like, oh, I'm going out. Or like, oh, I have a dinner at 7. But like, you don't disclose like who or what. You just like keep the imagination going a little bit, you know?
Right. Did you ever get caught though? Like you're at a bar with guy number three and like guy number one's like, oh, I thought you were fucking at your mom's making soup or whatever. Like, did that ever happen?
I don't think so. Like nothing immediately is coming up where I'm like, oh shit, that's awkward. But not in that sense. Like, I think I've been in situations where I'm like dating, like more serious with someone. And then it's like someone that I like used to hook up with from like forever ago. And then you're kind of just like, not like trying to not make eye contact.
Right. Yeah. Especially like, I don't know if you do the whole thing where you go home for the holidays and it's like really awkward and it, like you might be seeing someone where you're living, but if you go home and you're not with that person, right, if it hasn't reached that level, then you're like in your old like hometown bars and all like the horny fucking people are like creeping around and shit.
They're,
that's
like,
a whole,
at you.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing. And I used to be a nightclub promoter back. So like I'd never go home. Like not for me. But I used to back in the day, and I used to like live in the city, but then I would go back home and like probably throw like a New Year's or whatever. And it would just get so out of hand. But like just those times leading up, I feel like that's a big deal too around Christmas is everyone's drunk. It's been a long year. You're horny. There's like these kind of easy targets, right?
Yeah.
I mean, should we give them some advice? Like how to like maybe make better decisions, or are we saying fuck it this year? What do we do here? I feel sort of responsible, but not really. So
like, I want to give some tips, but
yeah.
Okay. So I've never actually, like, I've born and raised in Arizona, so I've never dealt with like the going home for the holidays. I am home, you know?
It's basically any Hallmark movie you've ever seen, but then like a bunch of Jägermeister and cigarettes on top of it.
Yeah. Okay. I got a good visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what is like the goal though? Like, is it, I think, and that's different per each individual, you know, it's like, is the goal to just hook up and have fun? Here's what I will say. This like triggered a memory of something that happened to me. A week before Christmas, this was a while ago, I was like on one of the dating apps and I matched with this guy and we've been trying to get together for a while, but I couldn't make it happen because just busy, single mom, whatever. We end up finally being able to get together and it was on Christmas Day. Okay.
Oh, what the hell?
It was Christmas Day. But I didn't have my son for like the first time. Or no, it was Christmas Eve. Sorry. Christmas Eve. I didn't have my son. Like, he was free. We were like, let's just go to a bar, you know, have a drink, whatever. We went to the bar. We're hanging out, having a good time. And then when we were there, he's like, hey, I have this like event tonight. Like, do you want to come with me? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm free. Like, what's the event? And he's like, it's my family's Christmas party.
No. What did you do?
I was like,
let me get my elf hat.
No. I was just like honestly taken back and kind of weirded out by the situation because I'm like, I just met this guy. It's Christmas Eve. And then I'm like, and then you invite me to your family's Christmas party. I'm like, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think that's what I said. And he's like, no, it's like not like that. It's like no big deal. Like you should come. It'll be fun. There's like drinks and games and whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like I'll think about it. And then we leave the situation. I didn't end up going because this was like the way my brain started working. I'm like, what if he does this every year? Like which hoe can you bring home for the holidays? You know?
Ho for the holidays. Yeah. No, I mean, you were set up. That was a setup for sure.
That's what I felt like. So I think like, you know, if you're like presented in a position like this where you do just like want to fuck and you really don't care, you're like, I'm going to show up drunk and I'm going to leave not remembering what happened. Then it's like, okay, fine. But I think it's just kind of like to each their own. I don't know. Like I didn't want to be put in the position where other people were whispering like, who is this girl? Oh, just another girl. Like, look at her with the blue hair, you know?
Oh,
like,
my God. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I think, you know, what I would say is no matter if you have rules or you don't have rules, like for yourself going home for the holidays, I mean, the unspoken rule, the number one rule for everyone is avoid your ex at all costs because that's not something – And, you know, people fuck that up like in so many different ways. You'll see somebody just, you know, with their eyes rolled, like cross-eyed, like leaving with their ex and shit. Like, God damn it, Donnie, you know?
No, it wasn't fate. It wasn't like the Lord telling you should be back together. Like, no, it's a trap and it's time to go home.
Yeah. No, I remember I went home one year for the holidays and, you know, we're at the bar. It's like fucking, I don't think it was Christmas Eve, but it was close, right? You know, everyone's like home and like fucking wasted. Like this girl, like we almost hooked up in high school. We never did. And at this point, she's got like four kids and she's divorced, right? Mm-hmm. And it's okay, whatever. And somehow my dumb ass fucking is like, oh yeah. She's like, I can take you home. My friends are like, don't do it, dude. She's not taking you anywhere, but to those kids, whatever. So like, I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. And then I just remember being in like sitting like amongst the wreckage of like this woman's house, right? Like in a stool, like staring at her. Like there's like kids' toys and like fucking Taco Bell everywhere and shit. It was like really, really bad. And I had to like call one of my friends, like, hey,
mom, come
pick me up. Yeah, I had to call my mom and get a ride. and she's like, sure, yeah, where are you? Like, you know. Isn't it that girl who used to play soccer, had a crush on you? Like, you know. So we all make mistakes, you know, whatever. What do you think about, and this is another like toughie, because I think this one could go either way, but like buying, so let's say you're with someone, maybe you're dating, maybe you're like officially together, and like you know you're gonna do the gift exchange, you know what you're gonna do. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about like someone buying you sex toys for the first time? Is that like, because this is tricky, I feel like.
Oh,
and if you don't, I mean, I do too, right? Yeah. But, and I would just do that anyway. But some people I feel like would be like, you know, what the fuck is this sex toy? You know, like they might be offended or something. Or I think that they fear that I can't buy him an electronic blowjob machine. I can't buy her a fucking, you know, this dildo that's fucking 19 inches and makes robot sounds. This is like, or whatever, right? So like
why? Do you remember the last episode we did together? We were
the
like
sex doll threesome? Yeah, how could I fucking forget that shit? Of course. It's one of my favorite episodes. I like backed you into a corner.
I don't even know how we got there, but that just reminded me. That's so funny.
Yeah, we got there real quick, I'll tell you that. I'm like, so, and you're like, oh God.
Yeah, I think I've heard this a lot too. It hasn't been my experience. I think like I said, when I was dating, I don't really think I had a good like overall picture about like how great sex can be and like how you can communicate about sex and all of those things. And it was like hookup culture dating basically. And so like now all that has changed. So I think if you're casually dating someone or you're dating them a little more serious and you're wanting to get them like a gift for the bedroom, I definitely think there should be some sort of, like we were talking about before, like some sort of breadcrumbing conversation to see like, you know, how would you feel? Or like, what are you into? Like, what are you willing? Is there anything you want to try? What are your fantasies? You know, because you start asking some of those questions and then you get the information, you can kind of go from there on like what the best toy. I don't think you go from like no toys to like fucking blow job simulator, you know?
Yeah.
That's like going zero to anal. Like, we don't do that.
Well, some people do. Some people want to, at least. And then that's like a whole other fucking thing. You definitely don't want to.
That's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other episode. Yeah, coming soon. But I mean, if you do buy them a sex doll, right, you could dress it up like Santa and they could just be waiting in the doorway when they come home. You could leave it on the porch.
That's true. You could pretend like she robbed your place and then just have her legs spread open on the bed.
Or like, it's like you have like the Santa Claus, like the sex doll with like a fucking sack of toys, like going out the back door, like, hey, wait a minute, God damn it. You know, or when like, surprise, it's our third for the night.
You like pre-save like the voice audio and she's like, ho, ho, ho.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it could get really sticky quick and, you know, people are tuning in this to like fucking laugh their ass off and whatever, but also like we want to give them some value, which I think we're doing. You know, I mean, what are your most memorable Christmases like that? Or maybe like more, I mean, you said you've been with this guy for 4 years. So like, do you guys do like horny, do you go on trips? Like, what do you do? Like, are you drinking on a boat somewhere in a bikini? 'Cause that's what I feel like. Every time I look at your Instagram, it's just, well, Arizona is always the summer, kind of, or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we have like winter, but it's not like Chicago winter, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, what I like to do is I kind of give like, I get like two gifts, right? So like I get like the gift that you can open in front of the family and the children. And then I give like the gift later, like after dinner, after the drinking. And that's like the sexy gift. So we've definitely done like more sexy gifts for Christmas and holidays, like kind of how you were saying before, where it's like trying something new. I think one Christmas he got me like it was like a butt plug set, so it was, you know, the full set. And then it was like, I think I like walked into the room and there was like six bags on the bed and I'm like, oh my God, that's so stupid. And it was all like stuff that we could do in the bedroom, right? But you know, like before, it's like we talk about that stuff. So when it was like brought up, I'm like, oh, this is like, I'm like, is this what we're doing? I'm like, do you want to do anal? Is that why you bought these? Are we prepping? What's going on? We've done gifts. We've done sexy gifts. I still do the dress up. I now that I'm in like this, you know, flourishing relationship, I have upgraded from the dollar store and maybe get myself like a cute Amazon set.
Okay. That's a step up. Yeah. Yeah.
It's no sheen, but. Yeah. There is two things that I have done that I've always, like, I had always wanted to do. I like taking photos for my man. So it's like something that, you know, it's like the gift that keeps on giving, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, you can use it for foreplay. You can just, like, they're fun to look at. It's memories. So the first time, I think that was actually for his birthday. Okay, I'm going to rewind for a second. I've always wanted to do a calendar shoot, right? Mm. Like for someone that I was with. I did that last year. My face is looking like a little shiny. Okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry. You know, this whole time I'm just looking at myself. I'm not even looking at
you. Oh yeah, I know. I can tell.
So I've always wanted to do a calendar shoot, and I thought that this was like a great Christmas present, and that's what I ended up doing. So I booked a calendar shoot. I got lingerie and created this whole calendar of each month, and then I gifted that as a Christmas present. And it was like very naughty, very kinky. Like, it was a really good gift. It should have definitely been hung on the wall, but we have kids, so.
Yeah.
It had to be tucked away, you know.
I'm sure. But what year was that of the relationship? The first year, second year?
No, was it last year? No, that was the second year. Yeah.
Yeah, because like you kind of want to work your way up to that.
Yeah, you want to like make sure that, you know, you trust this person, you know where it is just in case things go sideways. But I've also done other things. Like, I've taken like more modest photo shoots, and like one year I did like a photo album where I like put the pictures in the album, left some, like it didn't fill up the whole thing so that you could continue to add to them. And then I put them in this little gift box with other like lingerie, floggers, like toys, lube, and like wrapped that up as a gift. And then it was like something that we could do, you know, once kids
with and that's the whole thing too. It's like there is so many different options for people, like, you know, for adults to fucking buy toys and anal insertion devices and alien dildos or whatever you're into. It's out there, right? You know, you can buy the doll. We're not, you know, we love that, right? And if you do, make sure you fucking tag us on Instagram about your experience, because we love the crazier things. But like, I feel like people stress a lot about, that's why I asked you, is people really do stress because they feel like, you know, there's romance and there's horny, right? And you want to hit both buttons. Now you can't just hit the horny button and not the romance button. You got to hit both buttons, right? And I feel like men really fuck that up because they wait to the last minute. There's all this pressure. Victoria's Secret isn't as popular. We used to be able to just walk in there and be like, oh, give me a gift card, a couple of those. And that's, you're good, right? And now it's like, you know, there are so many options. So
tips
first, like, let's say they waited to the last minute and they want to do romance and they want to do horny. What do you think? And then I'm going to ask you, same question, but for a woman, right?
Okay.
Cause I feel like women, it's easier. You can buy them a fucking basketball fucking picture or whatever, right?
I got this. I literally, you're getting like the inside scoop, but because I just talked about some of this in my podcast. So everybody that's listening, I'm going to give you, I'm spilling the tea before my episode is even released. So therefore, you got to go watch my episode.
Yeah, I'll go watch it three times.
I love that. Thanks. So for men, listen, women are easy, okay? And I don't mean that in like a shitty way. I mean that because I feel like it came.
That's the clip right there. I'm gonna clip that.
Fuck, ladies, don't hate me. But in the sense that, like, we just, speaking for myself, you know, and people that I know, it's like, we want obviously to know that like this guy is listening. It's the little things. If you like fucked up last minute, you feel like there's a lot of pressure, or maybe she like made a comment about getting you a gift and you're like, fuck, we're meeting up in 2 hours. Fuck, fuck, fuck. What do I do? I think like literally as easy as it goes, just set the mood in a way you've never done it before, right? Go get some roses. Like if you guys have a date or whatever it is, I don't know, it's Christmas. Maybe you're spending the holiday, like with seeing each other's family. And the plan is to go back to your house. Let's assume, right? Get some real roses. Okay. Real petals. Set the room up before you leave to meet her. Petals on the floor. Okay. Like I have these, they're from Amazon. What the fuck are they? Like fake candles that have like the flicker light and you can change the color. You can put the candles around the room. Okay. Like make it cute. If you have like a nice bathtub, like run the water, you know what I mean? So she's coming in and it's like, oh, there's like music playing. There's rose petals on the floor. Like there's an ambiance, you know what I mean? Then it's just kind of like you went out of your way to put some time and effort into something, although it may not be like this huge gift.
So there's no gift. It's just you're just running the fucking bathtub.
It depends, you know, like how long do you have? I think like you got to
let's say it's the week of. Right. And then like, they don't pay attention. Like they didn't pay attention. Like they know like, oh, she likes clothes and Gossip Girl or whatever, like, you know, like, come on. Like most of these people, men are like, most of us are kind of like, we wait to the last second. We don't, whatever. Like I'm in a relationship and you know, it's incredibly romantic. So it's like just like when you feel that way about somebody, it just like slaps you in the face and punches you in the nuts. Right. And you're like, oh yeah, I'll just do this fucking and it's done. Right. Even if you wait till last minute, but a lot of people aren't in love. A lot of people aren't in a 4-year relationship with an elf. You know what I mean? And they don't know. They don't know, or a sex podcast host or whatever. Like they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I think you're really good at is really drilling down and like telling them straight up, like you don't really bullshit. And I love that about you. So let's say they have a week. Let's say they're sweating. They're texting their dumb friends, right? I don't know what to get her. I fucked up. She doesn't even have a DVD player or whatever, right? So like, do they just go in and buy some expensive thing, or do they look through her jewelry when she's not home and like try to figure out like we need something emergency?
I don't think it needs to be expensive. That's what I'm saying. I think like the thought, I know for me personally, it's about like the effort and the thought. It doesn't necessarily have to be like an expensive gift, you know? Because not everybody, like, realistically can afford to spend extra money on someone if it's not, you know, if they're not, like, prioritizing them. Mm-hmm. Or just in general, you know, like, life's fucking expensive. So I think, like, even the week of, like, you got to listen a little better and you just got to think, like, how can I turn this around from being a potential bad situation? Like maybe it's not even like an on Christmas thing. Maybe it's like, I don't know. It sounds so cliche, but even like making a reservation to like a nice place and being like, hey, you need to be ready at this time. You know, like, I guess, yeah, like be ready at this time. I have some plans for us and like, this is what I need you to wear. Like, you don't even have to like buy an outfit. I know that's like very movie or whatever, but it, depending on what you're doing, whether it's like a nice dinner or maybe it's like a dinner and something fun, like depending on your girlfriend, like, is she active? Does she like to do activities? Is it something like, I don't know, a little more goofy and like carefree? But I think just like really like, don't think about like the financial cost so much and like start thinking about like what can I do that's like not the day to day that will like show and express my love in a way that this person will like be super grateful for?
Well, I mean, well said, obviously, but also I do feel like a nervous man will open a credit card and book a trip to Jamaica, like just to get out of
love
trouble.
That. Like, see, not see? About that either.
I mean, he's gonna have to work extra in 2024, but at least he's got to get. Oh, we're going to Jamaica. We're what? Wow. You know what I mean? Like that. There's that. I mean, or you could like, and this is risky, but you could go to an antique shop and find something that's like really, really heartfelt and not gross and put that in a box, right? Because like, you don't
or
know
you
how much...
put your dick in a box.
You could put your dick in a box. That is like the classic, classic move. Okay, same question for women, right? Let's say that they're just like busy, they're working, they're whatever, and like, they like this guy. They know he's probably put a lot of fucking heartfelt, you know, love into the gift. They have a week. What the hell are they getting their man?
Oh, it's so hard to like think like so general because obviously like what I think is from my own perspective.
Well, that's what we want is your perspective, you know?
Yeah, but I honestly, oh, that's what I was going to say. Okay, it's been a week. This was the whole thing. I almost forgot. Like, almost felt like I got caught off guard. But
on this show, no way.
I also think men are easy. Okay.
Okay.
Clip that.
Oh, I don't know. I might.
And this is what you can do for your man. Okay. You can do two things that he can't do himself that he wants: back scratches and blowjobs.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You could throw in a pedicure in there and make fun of him for it too. You could be like, we're going to get our fucking feet done,
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I think it's easy, you know, and obviously like, I mean, I don't know. Do men really care about gifts? I think they rather just the gift be you naked in a Santa hat and them coming at the end of the night.
I mean, but aren't most, well, I guess maybe not. I mean, I feel like if you're doing your relationship right, you're getting that at the least three times a week.
Yeah.
So if if my girlfriend got me a back scratch and a blowjob for Christmas, I'd be like, is this water poisoned? like I would not, like, I wouldn't.
Am I dying?
Yeah. I would be like, where's the hit man? What's going on? Right. Where's your other husband? Like, right. What's happening? Like, who gotcha. Are we breaking so, up or something?
Okay. Okay. So you're like, I want a present.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. And it better not be a fucking Wendy's gift card either.
Are you like giving your girlfriend like a list of like things?
No, that- no, okay. No. I'm not that asshole-y. I just think, okay, so this is going to sound so fucking corny, and I've never said this on the show before, but this is perfect. Like, for me, when I'm into someone, like, the relationship I'm in now, I'm, like, super in love, right? And I like to, like, tell a story with the fucking gift. This goes with this, and we're going here because of this, right? Yeah. But it comes to me so easily. But, like, yeah. Before her... And I'm not knocking any of my exes because they're wonderful people. They really are. But I just didn't feel about them the way that I feel about her. So with them, it was more like gift cards and fucking, yeah.
It was harder because it wasn't coming from the heart. But yeah. Now that's like what I was saying. So like you're working off of like the sentimental value. And I think like it just like if you're in a long-term relationship, I think it works that same way. I don't think you wait until a week of, you know, it's like, you know, like, oh, I could make this like effort to do something that's cute and sentimental and thoughtful. And I think that goes both ways when you're in like more of a long-term relationship for men and women.
That makes sense.
A lot of the things, like some of the past Christmas gifts that I've gotten my man, we've talked about, it was like the photo album, the box, you know, like it was like a bag of like what I'm going to do to you later type of thing. Right. And it had like
the box.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
I put like a box with like the photo album.
All right. All right.
It was, wait a minute. And then my box, right?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what the fuck? The box? Like, you just like, it was like, you said it as though it was like at the end of Seven or something. No, I was like, no. You put his ex-wife's head in a box?
No, it was like, yeah, it was like the gift that I put together. I think they were all like things, like stuff that we could do that was within reason, because I think realistically also, like, I think most relationships, you're not in the same like financial bracket too. So it's like, you have to do what you can do, like within reason. I would never open up a credit card if I couldn't afford it, but that's just me. Like, I would never give that tip because I'm not doing that. I don't think it's smart to do.
I did not give that tip. I'm just saying, I feel
joking. You were joking.
I feel like a lot of nervous men would definitely open a Discover card and book like a fucking 2-week trip to Jamaica for $4,500. I just feel like, and then they're like, no, I can afford it. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's like probably a thing, right? And so we were trying to, you know, help them and have a little fun in this episode, you know, whatever. Because, I mean, you know, it's the holidays, people are fucking stressed. And then, you know, who the fuck needs more stress? Like, I think, you know, it should be more sex. I mean, people are probably like, oh God, I've been eating wrong all year long and blah, 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 blah. But like, I just feel like Christmas time, if you do it right, can be so horny. And, you know, this year her and I are both like blowing our families off and we're here in the city and it's like, fucking, oh my God. We did it for Thanksgiving. We're doing it for Christmas and New Year. So it's like, see you later, you know, like whatever. But I think you have to take time and do things like that around the holidays, at least like every other year. I mean, it's different if you have kids. I don't have kids. So like whatever, but fucking, that's why I didn't have fucking kids, because I don't want to fucking deal with that shit. Same. So yeah, well, okay. This is the last bit of the Christmas special with you and you in your segment. I asked this question last year, did not get a definitive answer. And it's going to be really awkward because you're dressed like an elf, right? But do you think what do you think is going on at the North Pole, right? Like, is Santa Claus banging his elves? Do you think like this, like, cause I mean, let's be real. I mean, they're not.
Why are they all working for him? Like, die hard.
For free. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or is there like some sort of like Santa Claus like milking factory where he's like having sex with all these women and they're like pumping out kids
and then they're creating the elves.
Yeah, yeah. Cause it can't just be Mrs. Claus that had 180 kids.
I think Santa fucked an elf.
Okay.
And now she's having his elf babies and they're supporting child labor and pumping out these toys.
Yeah. I know. That's why I had to get your opinion, and you're the perfect person to ask because you're dressed like an elf.
I've been there actually. I'm the one who's birthing the elves.
Okay, so how did you get away, and what was it like to have sex with Santa Claus?
This is actually just like a set, and help me.
Someone call the elf police. Tatum, Zoe, let's remind them where they can find you, where they can find your podcast, because it's amazing and it's back finally. We love it. Yes. So fill them in, remind them.
Okay, hi everyone, thanks for listening. I'm Tatum Zoe, and you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. It's Girl Stop Talking, Girl Stop Talking Podcast. Either way, you got to type Girl Stop Talking. So, you can listen to my show anywhere you listen to podcasts, and we, as in me, myself and I, and my multiple personalities, post video on Spotify as well. So right now I'm doing, dropping videos on Mondays. It's bi-weekly for now with the occasional bonus episode. And, my personal account is a little more interactive at the moment. That's Tatum Zoe with 3 E's. That's all.
Yes. And we're going to have you back for a full episode very, very soon. This was so much fun. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thanks for doing this. We'll see you later, you elf.
Okay. Just me and my pussy. Goodbye.
Sex Party Season's Greetings.
Hey everybody, it's Heather Shannon from the Ask a Sex Therapist podcast. I'm about ready to go to bed, but before I do, I wanted to remind you to have an amazing, hot, and sexy holiday season and a pleasure-filled 2024. And to help you do that, I'm going to remind you to block out some time on your calendar, whether it's for a solo pleasure session, checking out a sex store with your partner, or for connecting with any kind of intimacy with someone that you care about. Hope that helps. Love you guys.
Hi, it's Sarah Dree, the Indiana teacher that was fired for an OnlyFans page. And this holiday season, you can jingle these bells.
Hey, freaky people. It's Handy Mandy, sex therapy intern. This holiday season, just remember to have sex loud enough so that everyone who's staying over at your house for the holidays never wants to come back. Merry Christmas.
Hey guys, it's Stephanie from Dirty Blonde's podcast. Happy holidays. This year's tip is for all my single ladies. Ladies, carry around a little bit of mistletoe in your purse, and that way, if you see a hot guy on the street or girl, you have an excuse to try to make out with them. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Dr. Tara is one of the internet's leading voices on sex, sexuality, and sexual wellness. So it only makes sense that she would know how to keep the holidays horny so you and your partner don't kill each other with all the stress. What are the best sex toys to buy? There's no one better to ask than Dr. Tara. We're also going to discuss what the hell we think is going on at the North Pole. Is Santa Claus having some sort of gangbangs or getting pegged? Whatever may be going on with the elves, with Mrs. Claus. We discuss cock worship, pussy worship, and Dr. Tara shares some breaking news that may shape her 2024. So without further ado, please enjoy my holiday conversation with Dr. Tara.
Happy holidays.
Dr. Tara, welcome to the Sex Party 2023 holiday special. We're both wearing Santa hats of varying degrees of quality. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. How are you? Welcome.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, we love hoes.
Yeah? Are you having a Jingle Balls cock?
I don't know what that means. I definitely think that there's some sort of Jingle Balls cock that will be happening over the holidays. Yeah, sure.
I'm excited for you. Talking about this Santa hat with varying qualities.
Yeah.
I apologize for the visuals.
No, I think it looks great. I think the way you're wearing it, you look sort of like a Harry Potter sort of wizard. I look like a mall Santa. So
I look like a fucking raccoon that was just in a dryer.
Oh my God. Well, that's what you get. You know, sometimes Amazon is not on par. They're very busy. Exactly. It's the new North Pole. We get it, right? So there's a ton that happened with you in 2023. Obviously, we covered some of it in the last episode. And now, like, you know, the world is crazy, but we're here in the holiday season. Everyone is stressed. Everyone, you know, I feel like it's important to ask the doctor to get this generation's voice of sex, right? To get her opinion on, like, how do we, well, first of all, do you think Christmas is a horny holiday or it's too stressful?
I think it depends on which role you're playing. If you're, if you have a partner, but you don't have like children or older parents to take care of, I think it's a horny holiday for sure. So it is a horny holiday for me. But, you know, research found that for lots of people who have children, whether or not it's like younger children, older children, or like older parents that they have to take care of, the holiday season can actually be quite stressful and or very tough for some.
Yeah. Well, and also too, like if you're single, right, and you're lonely, that's a whole other fucking can of jingle ball cock right there. That's not
exactly. Yeah, because there can be like, you know, single and feeling lonely in this like cuffing season, or single and like dating around and perhaps having like a ton of casual sex. So who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I actually have one of my best friends met her partner at a Christmas Eve party. So it's not like all hope is lost during the holidays, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and also too, I think, you know, I don't think we tackled it in last year's Christmas special, holiday special, or this year's yet, but like people do like shack the fuck up at like office parties. Like people bang their coworkers.
Oh,
their
yeah.
Their boss, right? That kind of thing. Yeah. So that's horny. That's like a big horny thing. You know,
horny and illegal, but yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I feel like me being a professor, I don't necessarily have like another professor that I'm attracted to at work. Like it would be fun to have a work crush, you know, like work husband. Yeah. But yeah, like I'm not attracted to another professor. Like even the word professor like makes my pussy dry, you know.
Really?
So, yeah. Right. I'm just not like I'm not into, you know, a partner. I am into academia, but I'm not into a partner who's in academia. So I'm very grateful that my partner is an artist, and all day he just paints and then come paint my pussy at night. So it's a good combo, you know?
Yeah. So what kind of things are you guys doing to keep the holiday season horny around Dr. Tara's place? Like what are you like having more sex, less sex, same?
You know, the last couple of holiday seasons that we've spent together, I would say we've had more sex than usual. We're both like extremely busy individuals. So our like normal frequency versus like the holidays or the break frequency tend to be different. What I do and what we both do and what I recommend to people during the holiday seasons, there are quite a few things. So when it comes to the holiday seasons, try these three tips. Number one, always take your own time in the morning to feel erotic and sexual on your own. And what that means is you can either, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and say sexual affirmations, positive things, positive self-talk is extremely powerful. There's lots of research. There's that famous guy that, you know, give a TED talk about how like your brain is a supercomputer and you want to always positively talk about yourself. So in the morning, you should be doing that. If you're not already doing it, take that time. You know, it takes 1 or 2 minutes in the bathroom to do it. Or maybe you're a fan of meditation. I highly recommend sexual meditation. It's still one of my favorite activities ever, in terms of like turning myself on and feeling erotic throughout the day. And I have guided sexual meditation on YouTube if you want to check it out. Another thing that I recommend people doing in the morning is journaling. I think in the holiday season, if you're stressed out, if you're listening and you know you're the person that gets to that tend to stress out during the holidays, I think it's important to journal, like write down all the things that you feel grateful for. It reminds yourself like life's not that bad. You know, life's pretty great and that there are moments to be thankful for and people to be thankful for. The second tip for the holidays, and I think you do this already, I assume, is to introduce excitement to your sex life. It's a festive time. Like, why not take advantage of, you know, like during this time, people tend to like, are down to do crazy things. Like, are you?
Yeah. First of all, I'm always down to do crazy things. Well, second of all, like, I agree with you. The holiday season, like, it's just like, it's almost like, fuck it, right? The end of the year.
Yeah, it's like a fuck it season.
Yeah.
It's the end of the year. We're feeling festive. Like, people are coupling up, doing crazy shit. So for yourself, it's just kind of like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. So I think it's a great time to explore sexually. And that could be something like going to an erotic club, going to a play party, going to a swingers cruise or resort. That's my that's my bucket list next year, is going to an erotic resort. So yeah. Exploration during the holiday season, I think it's the perfect time. What are you going to explore?
Oh man, to be honest, like I think I'm headed into more we're so I got to be careful how loud I say this cuz she's down the hall, but you know, I'm a proponent of buying gifts, right? Obviously, like normal Christmas gifts, whatever. But I also, and we can get into this a little more too, because I want to definitely get your expertise on this and your opinion. But I love to buy like a plethora of sex toys for her. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that, and then sort of like,
that's amazing.
Sort of tease her a little bit, you know, like mm-hmm. on the way, like, well, you don't know what's in that box, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I bought her a couple, last year, and there was some clear winners. There were some that didn't make it, mm-hmm. but you know, I didn't take it personal. Cause now it's like, you never know when you might be like, hey, remember this fucking thing or whatever. But like, you know, I'm a big fan of that. I think
you just start a sex toy review page.
I you know what, there are some ideas, right? There are some concepts that I think people might see in 2024 coming from myself and the show, because I think people want more of that kind of stuff, like mm-hmm. what's up with this, what do you think about this couple, this celebrity couple and cheating, and like, so people are starting to ask my opinions, which is a very, very scary thing. I'm getting tagged in things online, so like, prepare yourselves because you asked for it. But I also think, like, you know, when you do get a break, and her and I, my partner and I, we're not seeing family this year. It's just her and I. Mm. It was her and I for Thanksgiving. Oh,
so it's a horny holidays.
For me, yeah, fuck yeah. And like, because the other way you have to like sneak it in the guest room and all that. We're not just, we're just like, our families, you know, my mom is lovely, but everyone else on my family on that side are just a bunch of dicks. And like mm-hmm. her family is just a bunch of dicks too, except for her, like her sister, right? So we're like, let's just be selfish for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so that's what we are doing. And so it does provide space to then, like mm-hmm. you said, experiment, right? Like, you know, we may or may not have like a butt plug kit that was bought that we have not used yet. So that might be getting used, things like that. But I love a good role play, like any day of the week. But then I guess you could do like holiday role play, maybe. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe you're Santa.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to give me, Santa? Have yeah. it been naughty or nice?
Yeah.
Jingle balls cock. Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
The third tip during the holiday season for me would be prioritizing oral sex by trying pussy worshiping session or dick worshiping session. And I've been talking about this because I think that oral sex is very underrated. Like, people often talk about the, you know, the penetration and like going hard and like, oh my God, I was just banging her, dude. Da, da, da. But like, I think oral sex is freaking amazing. Honestly, up there right next to, if not more, pleasure.
Yeah.
Penetration.
No, so, for real.
So worshiping your partner's genitalia is it's great for the holiday season. You know, feeling festive, feeling like it's a giving season, give them oral sex.
Yeah, it's all about the give. And when you say worship, like, let's break that down, right? Maybe there's some newbies here and they don't know what that means. Like, they can probably figure it out. But like, what is pussy worship or cock worship? What does that mean?
Yeah, so pussy or cock worship is all about the receiver being in the receiving state only without reciprocity, right? In sex, we typically talk about reciprocity being an important part, right? Like, you do something for your partner does something for you, and it's a very synergistic sexual connection activity. However, when you think about worshiping session, it's all about the giver is enthusiastically giving and giving only without expecting anything in return. And then the receiver just lay there and receive gracefully. And that's extremely important part of worshiping. Now, worshiping is probably a little bit more extended than just like regular oral sex. If you're someone that usually would just, you know, kind of go down on your partner and kind of maybe stay there for 3 to 5 minutes and, you know, maybe he or she or they are aroused already, that's fine. But in a worshiping session, it's different. It's non-traditional. So you would like massage their whole body, massage their vulva, maybe give them a yoni massage. Mm-hmm. And then you are just giving full attention to the pussy, massaging the vulva, licking it, like fingering it. And then your only goal is to pleasure your pussy goddess. So that is a worshiping session, and it can be done vice versa with a dick. The benefit of it, I think there are many benefits, but the main benefit is allowing yourself to receive pleasure from your partner, which in turn, I think, increases sexual self-esteem for both people, the giver and the receiver.
Yeah. And it's like a fun little dance too. Like it's almost like a little fetishy kind of,
a little bit.
Kind of thing. And we love that. And I think this is a perfect opportune time to do something we always do. And it's a tradition that we always will do every time we get together. And that is, like, you know, bag on DJ Khaled. Do we think DJ Khaled will partake in pussy worship finally? Will he finally go down on his, you know, not so lucky wife or what?
You know, I'm a hopeful person. So I'm thinking he might be changing, you know, because he used to be like a young man who's misguided. So maybe now he'll be like, oh, wow, you know, I really appreciate my wife and I want to pleasure her thoroughly. So I'm going to do some pussy worshiping. So I'm going to be hopeful and say he's going to try that this holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm going to go against my gut feeling, which I shouldn't do, and just say I'm hopeful for that too. I mean, if you're not going to do it, at least hire someone with a big mouth to do it for you. You fucking, you know, like, come on, man.
Oh my God. Talking about hiring someone, there are so many like male masseuses, tantric masseuses out there that I hadn't known about until this year. And, you know, because people know that happy ending massages are very common for men, right? Like having women masseuses do that for them. But I think what's not very common is male masseuses that give happy ending to women.
Okay, so how did you stumble onto this? Was this through your professional sex career, or did you go into some sort of place and someone tried to rub your pussy?
No, just a bunch of people DMing me.
Really?
Yeah. Like DMing me that they will give me one for free if I like review it for them, or if I like post about them, or yeah. But I'm I'm not sure yet, you know, how legal sex work is in America. So I'm not going to be in a position to put myself out there and post about it. I normally just don't respond. Also, there are some people with like not real accounts, but like, hey, Dr. Tara, I am a pussy massager and I would like to give you a session for free. My session is usually $450. I am located in Vegas. Would you like to come see me?
So, okay. Well, I'm sure you get a lot of people in the DMs that are like, I'm a professional pussy massager. I've seen some of your comments, for fuck's sake. There's no shame, and good for them, but keep it less creepy, guys. Although I do see you like chiming back with like funny little emojis and shit sometimes. So great. Are the people reaching out about pussy massage, like, have you seen it from like reputable, like luxury places, or this is more like a strip mall somewhere in East LA?
It's usually not a whole like massage place. It's a person, like a masseuse that does it private in their own massage studio, or like they come to your place. When I was in London to film the show, there was quite a few in Mayfair that reached out, and one of them actually looked very reputable. Like there were like reviews and videos of other women, you know, talking about it on their page. So that was very tempting. But at the same time, you know, I was there on a visa, so I didn't want to risk it and go get my pussy massaged.
Right, you get arrested and kicked out and shit. Yeah.
And plus, I can request a pussy massage from my husband literally anytime.
This is true. This is true.
Just drop everything and massage my pussy.
Right. I mean, like, and that's another thing that you know, like sex gifts for Christmas. Like,
yeah,
I'm asking everybody, and obviously, you already know my stance on it. But even like to treat someone to an experience, like which I think is kind of corny, but I think whatever works for you. But like, I think it should be in addition to whatever gifts you give. But a lot of people get like hung up on the idea of maybe this is a new partner, or maybe this is even a partner they've been with for a while, and they have an idea like, I want to buy, you know, an anal butt plug set or this fucking crazy dildo that spins around in two different directions, something that talks, right, or whatever. And they're just nervous. They're nervous to like, or even something that's like cock ring for the guy, bullet or whatever insertion device, and they're like connected through Bluetooth, and you're both getting the pleasure. Like, people are scared of these things, I think. So what's your feeling, you know, from a professional standpoint, Doc? How do you feel about sex toy gifts and like giving the gift of like, hey, like, you know, I want to go down on you twice as long because it's Christmas. Like, well, how do you feel about all this stuff around Christmas?
I am a big supporter of sex gifts for Christmas because people don't necessarily prioritize their sexual wellness, even though research found that sexual wellness predicts your relationship satisfaction long term. You need to have a good sexual connection in your relationship. But yet, for a lot of people, when they have to rank the importance of these like different factors within a relationship, they typically rank sex like almost last. Right? Really? Yeah, even though that it's so important, lots of people still deny that it is. And that's fine. Maybe for them, they both have, you know, extremely low sexual desires, and it's just not in their wheelhouse. You know what? To each their own. But at the same time, I do think people that I have met that have incredible relationships that I admire have great sexual chemistry, even older people. I know older people in their like 60s, 70s that are like, you know, husband and wife, they're older, they're funny, but I can sense their like eroticism. Like I can sense, you know, like the grandpa will like slap the butt of the grandma in the kitchen, or like, you know, I feel the sexual chemistry still, which I aspire to have like when I'm older, you know. I don't necessarily get that sense of like playfulness and people that are happy in their relationships from the people that don't care about their sex life. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of sex toys for gifts. Unfortunately, I don't think my partner will ever get me sex toys for Christmas gifts because I get sex toys all year long. From everyone. Well,
yeah, that would be a fucking hard sell. Okay, two questions then. This is really, really, really awesome for the Christmas special, or the Christmas holiday, whatever special we're doing now. Who knows? This is for everyone. It doesn't matter what holiday you're celebrating.
Holidays.
Even if you're not celebrating a holiday, just have fun, okay? This is just pour yourself a drink. Welcome to the party. But because I keep saying Christmas, but the holiday special, God damn it. Okay, number one, you get a lot of sex toys. And you know, you're Dr. Tara. You're the voice of sex. As I call you all the time to your face and to everyone else, you are the future of sex. And you know that, right? So someone who's getting sex toys left, right, and center, do you have a favorite? Like, what is your current favorite? What is Dr. Tara's favorite sex toy right now?
Ooh, let's see. You know, I have a few favorites that I rotate, because what I talk about often is getting used to one type of vibration or one type of texture, and that can kind of stop you from coming or orgasming without that toy. Like, you grow reliant on that one toy. So I'm not a fan of one toy at all. And I recommend all the women that I talk to have at least 2 to 3 different vibrators that have different types of vibration or suction, so that your body and your brain doesn't get used to one thing. Now, a few that I'm rotating currently, which is different from last year, are like one of them is just like ball. It's a green ball of vibration from Mod. It looks very like gender neutral, which I like. It just looks like an egg. And that's like a traditional vibrator. It's silicone, like medical grade outside, and it just vibrates. There's only three functions, like only three vibrations. A mild one, a moderate one, and a fucking crazy one, which I literally can't use because I feel like I have to pee immediately when I use that one. So that's my first one. The second one is this like clit suction, which a lot of brands have. The current one that I have is from Girls Get Off, but a lot of brands have the clit suction one. And I prefer the clit suction ones that are smaller because I don't want, because, you know, you've seen the clit suction ones, right?
Yeah, we have one.
A hole like this, or like this. And if it's like this, then it's sucking my entire vulva.
And you can also vacuum the counter with it too.
Literally, it's like a fucking Dyson on my clitoris. I'm not a fan of that. I don't like super, super intense things on my clitoris. So I like the smaller one. I also love pink, so I like the pink ones. And let's see, another one that I like is the OG kind of massager vibrator. There's one from Bedgeek, but there's also other brands that have this type of vibrator where there's a big round head and then like there's a holder that you just hold onto it.
Like a fucking wand, right?
Yeah, a wand. Yeah, that one's easy because you just hold onto it. I think that one's the easiest for the doggy vibrator combo. Like when I'm getting railed in the back by my partner and I'm using this wand in front because it's like very easy to hold, you know, it's it just stays there and then I enjoy penetration as well. So yeah, I like that one for that. The clit suction one though, this particular technology, the clit suction technology, has just been really incredible. Because it's a completely different technology. Like, it does not vibrate, right? It, like, sucks air. And then when you put it on, it like it's like suction cup on your clitoris, which is, like, such a different type of sensation. So this whole year, I would say that one's a winner.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like clit suction devices this whole year, you're right. But that's been the big thing, I think. Which I think is super fucking cool.
Have you used it on the tip of your penis?
No, I haven't. But like, now I'm curious.
Yeah,
now I'm very, very curious. Yeah, because I think they do have stuff for men, but it's more of like a fucking milking blowjob machine type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's this big fucking contraption or whatever. I've never used one of those, but I'm so curious. I've used a Fleshlight, you know, that's like the OG for
yeah, me. It's very OG.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I feel like, to be honest, I love it. It's great. But like, I had to throw mine out because it just like, there's so much maintenance. And like, if you want to fucking heat it up, you got to like soak it in hot water and shit. They sell like warmers. I'm like, listen, I was just on an entry level thing. I had a coupon, whatever. but yeah, like I totally bought one during the pandemic because I was like, fuck it, right? So like, yeah.
My girlfriend.
Yeah. Like,
whose pussy was it?
See, this is really good question because there's some porn stars that I've had fucking a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Tori Black, you know, I mean, you know, the fucking, all the heavy hitters.
I love Kazumi and she now has her Fleshlight.
Well, and here's the thing is like, I wanted to buy one of the women that I have a thing for, but then I thought, you know, does that then mean every time I use it, I have to, you know, I have to think about whomever's I bought. So I was like, I'm just going to go with just a neutral one, right? And that way I can just,
like a,
yeah,
a neutral one like this. Like, it's just a...
It was just like a fucking sleeve with a fake vagina
inside. Like, you just literally, Like, yeah. Put this on your dick. Yeah.
Yeah. And so for me,
also,
like.
Also, what a spell out the Keith Haring estate.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Keith Haring pocket pussy.
That's awesome. It's fucking amazing.
They sold his rights to his art to Tenga. Isn't that crazy?
Hope they got a big fucking check out of that. You know, get it? Big fucking check.
Well, you can fuck Keith Haring anytime.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's amazing. And that's the thing that I didn't really like about the fleshlight is like, wait, oh, so I'm just like jerking off again with this. I just wanted to like, to like bang it. And so I go back to the website and they're like, well, you can buy a mount. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this. Whatever.
Oh my God.
When you do come in it, then you have to fucking like rinse it out and wash it. If you don't buy the stuff, it's just fucking mess. But I'm not ragging on fleshlights. I think I was just a cheap ass and I went with the cheap stuff. I didn't buy all the accessories. You guys, you got to buy the accessories. You should go with buy a couple different women's fleshlights and the sleeves. Do your thing. Everybody go buy whatever.
Well, there's also those eggs, like a one-time use eggs.
What? Okay, explain that.
Yeah, it looks like an egg. It's kind of like half the size.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and,
okay.
Like, it's in your hand. You like break it in your hand and then you like use it. But it's a different sensation and it's not the hand, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you're done, you just throw it away.
Yeah, and I think that's the key for men is like it doesn't feel like your hand. You know what I mean? Which I think is great, you know? And I think what's cool is like sex toys for men are becoming more widely accepted, and then therefore now they're being marketed and sold more. I think the pandemic really fucking pushed that forward. Mm-hmm. Something I wanted to ask you about your egg, right? The first one, little vibrator thing, the first is that something you're just like putting on your clit, or is it like an insertion thing, or
just on the clit? All the vibrators that I'm using currently are just the clit one.
Well, okay.
I'm not. This year, I've been experimenting with not putting anything inside my vagina except my husband's penis. But I still use a bunch of different sex toys, obviously. Types, like many different types of vibrators, anal stuff, butt plug, vibrating butt plug, ass massager, you know, clitoris, like heating pad. You know, squirt blanket, like there's lots of toys. But my thing this year about like not using penetrative toys is that I want to see if I can almost like reorient my body to mainly enjoy my partner's penis inside my vagina.
Brought that decision on?
Cool. Get the stimulation on the clitoris, like with the vibrators.
Yeah, but was there something that you noticed? Like, oh, I'm so desensitized. I need to like die, like to take a break or whatever. What made that decision happen?
No, so it's not desensitization. I think it's because, you know, I'm 35 this year, and I think we're trying soon for a baby. So
what
I
just is this to, breaking news right now?
Yeah,
you're breaking news on the Sex Party Holiday Special. Okay,
yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's fucking awesome. I'm glad I have the exclusive on that. And congratulations. Yeah. So I'm trying. God.
Thank you. I'm gonna have a very sex positive baby.
Yeah.
Like I just want that to like be kind of the only thing inside the vagina for the year.
No, I think that's cool. Yeah, no, that's super cool. You know, and what's crazy is you said that you're trying. I saw a clip. You may have seen it. It's going around our world online, our little sex bubble that hasn't been eliminated by Zuckerberg or Meta yet. Exactly. That there's a practice of birthing that you have an orgasm, you stimulate the pain points, and you have an orgasm when you're having a child.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, totally plausible. And actually, lots of people have had it. It's been documented in qualitative research and like kind of testimonial style. But yeah, lots of women have had that experience. And I look forward to have birthgasm.
Birthgasm.
My only goal next year is to have birthgasm.
Oh my God. Well, we know how you are with goals. You're an overachiever, and I think that you'll hit all of your goals. I can't wait to see how 2024 turns out for you. You're definitely coming back to talk about birthgasm. I just had Susan Bratton on talking about throatgasm. So birthgasm is all yours. So, okay, I want to jump back real quick after that stunner of an announcement. So let's say someone wants to buy some more wilder shit for their current relationship, or they're in a new relationship and they're like, I want to get freaky, but like what, like, and they're nervous. Can you advise them on like how to get over it and just fucking, cause they're worried they're going to show somebody something and they're gonna be like, you're fucking weird or you're whatever. Like, how do we get around that bullshit?
It's 100% possible that you will gift someone something and they think it's weird. So let's just put it out there. There's no like bulletproof version of this. However, I hope that you're in a relationship where, you know, both people are open and loving and empathetic and not judgmental. Because if you are with a judgmental partner, it's going to be hard to go around it because they're a judgy person. You know, regardless of context, like maybe it's not about sex, they're still going to judge you. Maybe dump this person, you know, dump a judgy person, like no time to date a judgy person. Find an open-minded, loving person instead. But hoping that you're in a relationship where it's open-minded and loving, I think that it's always safe to talk about it first. You don't have to share exactly what you're going to buy for them or for the both of you for the holiday present, but maybe talk about like, hey, I'm so interested in XYZ. And I was just thinking, if I make a big purchase for something along this line, how would you feel about it? You know, and if the partner is like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I would partake in something like that. I think that takes a much more deeper conversation about sexual exploration in the future in your relationship than just like buying them the gift. Now, maybe they're like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to like it, but I'm down to try. Like, that's always a good answer. Then go ahead and buy it. You know, I had a friend that bought face sitting chair last year for their girlfriend, and they love it. They use it like once every 2 weeks, and she kind of just sits there and use the face sitting chair, and he loves it.
Wow. Yeah. See, and like, you're right. You're totally right. I was going to say, you beat me too, but like, dump the boar and find someone new in 24, right? Like, there you go. There's your slogan.
Also, like, we live in such a modern world currently, except for certain parts of the world. But if you're listening and you're living in America, I hope that there's at least, you know, people around you that are not like super oppressive when it comes to sexuality and sexual wellness. And if you are in those areas, I would save up all my money and try to move.
Yeah, get the fuck out of there. That
would be my goal of the year, is to save up my money and move out of there, because it's like not the time to be sexually oppressed. Anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, you know, unfortunately, not to be sad for the holiday season, but unfortunately, there are cultures out there in the world that this is not, what we're talking about right now is not accessible to anyone.
Oh, yeah.
And how scary is that, right? So let's be thankful, both of us and everyone listening, that we have this privilege.
Yeah, I mean, you and I would be, instead of sitting here in our Santa hats, we would be in another part of the world. We'd be sharing a cell together on Christmas.
We'd be in prison. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, we'd be in prison. It'd be a whole different thing. It'd be all fucked up. So, yeah, you are right. I think it's, and if you are in America or somewhere else that's and you listen to this show, I see you, Australia. I see you, Australia. Australia loves sex parties.
You have
parties,
a lot of Aussies?
Yeah, and I got to say thank you. Yeah. New Zealand's creeping in there too. I see London that's coming up in the city. So you know, all these people, let's be grateful that we can have a sex party podcast and whatever. Yes. So I think that's totally, totally awesome. Last piece of this interview, okay? It just, Santa Claus, the man, the myth, the legend, okay? I need you to speculate with me on what you think is going on, okay? It's him, it's Mrs. Claus, they're up at the North Pole. I mean, they have to be horny, right? But then there's all these elves around, right? So is Santa, do you think Santa bangs his elves, or are the elves like his children? And if so, do you think that it's just Mrs. Claus like spitting out these elves? Because I don't know what the shelf life is on an elf. Like, how long do they live? So like, what do you think sexually? There's got to be some weird shit. I mean, they're up there alone.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I picture. Santa Claus is naked on all fours. Mrs. Claus has a big strap on and she pecks him while all the elves watch and jerk off in a circle.
Okay. So that's humiliation.
That's my imagination.
Dr. Tara, happy holidays. Thank you so, so much for being a part of this special. Let's remind all these lovely, lovely people where they can find you, where they can work with you, where they can hang out with you.
Yes, you can find me on my website, lovebites.co. That's LUVBITES.CO. My Instagram and TikTok are also lovebites.co. My podcast is called Love Bites by Dr. Tara. Other than that, I hope you have an orgasmic holidays and jingle balls cock.
Jingle balls cock. We will see you so soon. We'll see you in the new year. And totally. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate. But thank you so much.
Sex Party Season's Greetings.
Happy holidays! This is Susan Bratton, trusted hot sex advisor to millions. And my little tip is, remember that your woman has as much erectile tissue in her vulva as you do in your penis, and you've got to get it all nice and hard so she has the best present ever.
Hey, I'm Adeline Starr. Happy holidays. And this season, don't be afraid to speak up in bed.
Hello, all of you sexy degenerates. This is Dr. Victoria Hartman from Sex Nerd Podcast, also from the Erotic Heritage Museum here in Las Vegas. And my naughty advice for the holidays 2023 is, if you're visiting family over the holidays and y'all with your partner and you just, you know, we're feeling it, just get your fuck on. Happy holidays.
Hey, it's Stephanie from Pine Peak Productions. I am still here editing this craziness, so don't forget to subscribe so that I can keep working with Dustin and bringing you lots of crazy fun talks. Merry Christmas.
You may remember this final guest, Sarah Jurie. She's the Indiana school teacher who was fired for having an OnlyFans. We are going to discuss what happened after we recorded our episode of Sex Party. We're going to chat about hooking up at the holiday work party, buying sex toys for your partner, no matter how long you've been with them, whether or not Santa Claus is the original sugar daddy, and Sarah has an announcement she's going to make. So, without further ado, please enjoy this final holiday conversation with Sarah Jurie.
Happy holidays.
Sarah Jurie, welcome to the Sex Party 2023 holiday special. How are you doing? You're looking festive.
Thank you. I'm feeling festive, jingling all the way these days. And This is my second time on your show, so I'm excited to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. And this time it's for a big special.
Yes.
We're checking in with you. I heard a rumor there was some things going on, but also like we're just here to talk about like whether or not Christmas is horny. How do we make it hornier? Like, you know, we're gonna just shoot the whole thing and have a good time.
The whole shot. Yeah,
the whole shot is coming right now. I love that move, by the way. What I want to do is I want to sort of recap for maybe some of the people who are new here. Yeah. They don't know your story. I'm going to just like preface it. I'm just going to like put a little like one liner, right? And then you can take it and run with it. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, Sarah Jury was fired from her job as a school teacher for having an OnlyFans, but there's much more twists and turns there, and I will let you take it from there.
Yes, there are. I don't know how much I can say right now because there's some things happening that kind of I'm not supposed to talk about until some things get resolved. But yes, essentially I was like the OG teacher that was fired for having an OnlyFans page. There have been a couple since me. But I was sort of, I think one of the first that kind of made headline news around the world. And, it's been a wild ride. It's been about a year and a half since that all happened and lots of ups and downs and twists and turns, but I'm here. Yeah. I'm here on the holiday special.
Yeah. And if you guys want the full, well, at the time, what was the full version? If you want a more fleshed out version, head back to episode 62 of this podcast. It's a fucking, it'll make you angry. It'll make you happy. It'll make you whatever, but it is a phenomenal story, I think. And I won't even push for the details that you're not supposed to give, but I can, but I have an intuitive feeling that it's all good things. So,
well,
you know,
I'm hoping for a happy ending and I'm hoping for a happy ending sooner rather than later. But we'll see. So, I guess I was just in the media again a couple days ago. Even though I never responded to the journalist. So, it's just kind of one of those crazy things that I guess I'm just going to be infamous for this. Like, you know, but to be fair, there's a lot of conversations around it that if people had the right conversations that, you know, maybe we could have some intelligent, heartfelt conversations around why, you know, a single mom would do something like that. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been interesting, but hopefully my story and all the hoopla around it will be for some good for women in the future. That's my biggest wish in my heart is that some good stuff comes out of all of this.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. There have been a lot of teachers that have been fired for having OnlyFans. And I feel like they did sort of take your playbook and run with it because it was such a good, like the way you handled it was so good. And you were able to ride that publicity, that press, you know, all that's doing is like pouring money into your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the rest of 2023? Because we talked at the beginning of 23.
Yeah.
What was the rest of 23 like on OnlyFans? Like, did it get crazy? I heard, well, the last time we spoke, like you were trying to get a billboard and they were shutting you down or whatever, but like, did it just explode or what?
I think it just sort of, for me, hit some walls. And, you know, the truth is I'm kind of stuck in a small conservative town and there's kind of limitations as to what I could do with it and where it was going to go for me in my life. So I think it just was something that I had to really think about sustainability and what this was going to mean long term. And, you know, so I just had to kind of make some decisions and pivot. And, you know, I think for myself, I'm kind of a private person. And so the publicity of stuff was less than exciting. You know, for some people, it would have been a really exciting thing. And for me, it was a little more on the terrifying side. And, you know, I think sort of, I don't know, I've been like a hermit for the last year.
Sure.
I can't even tell you the last time I've done a podcast. So, you know, I just kind of tried to pull my energy back into myself and figure out what my next moves were going to be.
Sure. Well, I'm incredibly grateful and happy and psyched that you're here for the fucking holiday special. You know, your story has horny, new age, Hallmark Christmas movie written all over it. The woman in the small conservative town, they won't give her a billboard because she has an OnlyFans, but she just wants to do her thing.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, Hallmark, if you're listening and you want to reach a new demographic, right? Netflix, Pornhub, I mean, anybody.
That's right. I need a lumberjack to show up in the story. So the bearded man, you know, the rugged guy. And
it's awesome.
It's so funny because it's like this, people like to write their own story about me or fill in the blanks. And it's always like good girl gone bad. But I feel like I'm still good, you know, good and good hearted and probably not as wild as I have a reputation for, which is hilarious to me, you know, like I like to dress sexy, but, you know, outside of that, I'm pretty boring. I wish I was more excited. I wish I had this thrilling life that people think I do.
I don't know. It's always the quiet ones. It's always the quiet ones. Yeah. Nobody is just one person. Everyone, we all have multiple sides.
You're right.
Or maybe multiple personalities. That's a thing too.
Yeah. Well, you can see I'm a brunette now because I was rocking the blonde hair, and then I actually got into wigs. So I always tease that I have a wig for every personality now. Like sometimes I do black hair, and sometimes I'm brunette, and sometimes I'm blonde. You just never know. So
yeah, you never know what you're gonna get. It's great. It really is great. Okay, so you should we do this now? Like, do you have this? You have this announcement. So if you want to make the announcement, maybe go ahead and then we'll break into whatever. But I will let you have the floor and make your announcement.
Yeah, I guess I have kind of spoken about this on a more private level, like people in my inner circle know. But I am planning on phasing out. I'll say that phasing out of OnlyFans and what that looks like. And I stopped my podcast this summer as well, like sort of pivoting, trying to figure out what my next smartest moves are. And making access to me a lot more difficult. I think there's lots of parts of OnlyFans and what it means to be on there. And this idea that you're accessible to everybody 24/7 on your phone, and that, you know, people I just like that feeling like you have to respond to people when I'm a pretty private person. So that's it. I guess I'm retiring, but I don't know. I feel I dabbled in it. I explored, I tested the waters, and, it wasn't going to be a long-term thing. It probably never would have been had I not been fired, to be frank.
Sure.
But it's just the way it went. I just gotta, I just got to kind of take the lessons that came with the experience and keep it moving. That's all anybody can do. But if you wanted to join my page to see some exclusive all access things, then I would say get it while you can.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Like, so for the guys and gals and Indiana school board members that are watching and listening to this, how long do they have to go over and buy your content on OnlyFans? Like, when does the jersey actually get retired?
Yeah, I would say that that's an undetermined amount of time, because as soon as I'm able to sort of close up shop and wrap a bow on their experience, then that's what I'll be doing. And who knows, like, you know, I think the strange thing has been dating too, like being single throughout this entire experience and then trying to navigate that, where it got a little strange because, and I'm not saying this like in any conceited sort of way, but there were some strange boundaries and lines when your job is, you know, talking to men and men paying you to talk to them. And then it started getting a little warped, my idea with men, where it was almost like I would be a little resentful if they weren't paying me to talk to me, but not in a conceited way, just because that was how I was getting paid. So then I kind of realized, like, you know, that didn't really feel healthy for me. And so now I feel like, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, then it's like because I want to be, and maybe there's a connection there I'd like to explore. Or if I'm not talking to somebody, it's also because I don't want to be talking to them. So yeah. I feel like sort of getting a lot of my power back, which is, it's interesting, the pendulum of like trying to find those lines of like feeling empowered throughout the journey. And in some ways I did. And in some ways I felt like kind of my power was getting stripped away over time. So,
right.
Yeah. So I guess if somebody gets my phone number now, then then they should feel pretty good.
That's awesome. I mean, I imagine like being in a small town, you know, in Indiana, like I would imagine that a lot of the townspeople were probably a lot of your subscribers as well. Did anybody ever say like, hey, it's Ricky down from the lumberyard? Like how many times? So did they, they just subscribe to you as themselves? They didn't have aliases or anything?
No, sometimes they did, but then that becomes strange where people know you and what you look like, and then you don't know them. They're anonymous, but you're not. And I remember I was actually with my friend Erica. I was at her pool. She had a pool, and one of my fans was like, "Were you at the pool? I live there." And I was like, "Oh, that was a little close to home. You know, that was a little interesting, you know."
Yeah. I mean, these are the lines that normally would be reserved like back in the day for like celebrities and like whatever. And here we are in this culture that we, you know, we have OnlyFans celebrity, we have YouTube celebrity, we have like whatever. And it's really everyone's starting to get a bit of a taste of what it's like to be on the other side of that. And that is super, especially when it's sex, right? So I would imagine, you know, someone who spends money on you, see you naked, buy a custom, whatever, right? Then they see you in public and they're like, hey, I don't get a hug. I fucking bought you, you know, or whatever, you know, like I gave you money. Like they think that's like a real connection. I mean, that would just be weird, I feel like, in this little town.
Yeah, there are some, I don't know, conversations and real things about it that, you know, people don't necessarily talk about. You know, there is a level of kind of risk being on there, and then just sort of, people feeling like they have access to you, or they think they know you or whatever. And, it just got a little, to be a lot. It just got to be a lot. And then I think it just reiterated to me that I'm a kind of a, I'm not a shy person. I'm very outgoing, but I'm a very private person. Like mm-hmm. I like my business to be my business. And I like, I like to, you know, there's certain things, especially after a year of feeling so exposed
yeah.
and people speaking on mm-hmm. you and coming to judgments about right. you and not even knowing you, that it was sort of like
a bunch of fucking bitches just wanting at you with the Christmas tree lighting and shit. Yeah, I get it. Totally. That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, it kind of created paranoia. I don't know if that's kind of the word, but. This strange sense of paranoia where you're like, who knows, yeah. who doesn't know. It's like a scandal. And that was strange for me because I've always just been so on the up yeah. and up about stuff in life, you know, like, you know, so it's been yeah. a lot. It's been an interesting year. But yeah, there's some parts of it all that you wouldn't necessarily sure. have thought about unless you've gone through it, you know?
Well, I mean, you played your hand extremely well, maybe too well, right? And you used the negative publicity and press to your advantage, and you were able to make money, and you were able to gain subscribers and notoriety and whatever. Yeah. And then now, you know, you probably played it too well. Like, but the thing is that's just an example of somebody doing the best that they could with yes. a fucking dud situation. Or the conservative uprising is like pushing on you. Yeah.
Yeah. The media is such a double-edged sword. And mm-hmm. you have to constantly go out and try to seek media, but they're really mm-hmm. looking for clickbait and
yeah.
they don't really want to share your story. They really just want to, get some clicks off of you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, if financially, if my finances were proportional to
around the legal way to say this,
yeah, if they were proportional to everything I kind of endure, I guess it's like a celebrity, like the price of fame. Like if you're mm-hmm. making millions of dollars, who cares what's written about you? But you know, if
yeah.
you're not, then I sure. you do care, because what's the point then? You know, it's just,
yeah.
why go yeah. through the media and get dragged through that and not get the benefits mm-hmm. of it?
Well, I mean, they love to lift you up, like, so then that way later they can tear you down for the clicks and shit. And so not only that, but like, it would be different if you lived in Chicago here, or you lived in yes. LA, or like whatever. It'd be like another person or whatever. Yeah. And at the end of the day, no, doesn't matter how much money you're making. I mean, look at Britney Spears. Like, they pushed her till she went insane.
Yes.
And like, whatever. At the end of the day, everybody has a limit where they become not the product and just a human being. And I think
yeah.
that line is going to get blurred more now with OnlyFans. And it's just one of the side effects of that. I love OnlyFans. Obviously, we're pro every sex work and everything yeah. on the show, and in my personal life, I love that stuff too, or whatever. Yeah. But I always want to tell the full tale, and
yes.
here we are, right?
Yeah, there's a lot to it all, and like you were saying, how every person has many sides of ourselves. There's many sides of this business as well, and mm-hmm. so it's just sort of what you feel comfortable with and where your lines are, where your boundaries are, where your sense of empowerment is, you know, but at the end of the day, I think everybody just wants to be their most free and self-expressed version of themselves without being told what that looks like for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think you played it just the right way. And it sounds like you have a good exit strategy planned, and that's always smart to do. And so,
yeah, I rode the wave until the wave kind of, you know, puttered out. And then I had to kind of figure out what's the next right move, you know, right. And where I live, certain bigger opportunities just never came open for me. And, you know, with that, it's just sort of like, you know, I'm still a mom. I'm a single mom. And that's from the very beginning. If you've ever heard my story, that's been my priority.
Sure.
And, the entire reason I started a page so that I could provide for myself and my kids. Nothing too much more than that. Although people wanted to make it bigger than, but that at the end of the day, that's what that was for. And right. I'm going to make sure I provide for my kids no matter what that looks like, you know?
Exactly. And it's Christmas time. And, you know, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Yes. I mean, one, this is something I'm asking everybody on the special. Like, do you think that Christmas is a horny holiday? Or do you think people are horny having sex, right? Office parties, drunken rooftop things, whatever. Or do you think that people are just way too stressed to even be like, you know, erect or wet anywhere because it's just so much fucking stress? Like, is Christmas a horny holiday to you? What do you think?
I think it is because there is the romanticism around it and the fun and I mean the sexy, you know, Christmas lingerie and the fun you can have with the fantasy of it all, you know, the Mr. Claus and Mrs. Claus and, you know, you always have the idioms or whatever, like jingle these bells and do you want some cookies with your milk? You know, it's like,
do you want some cookies with your milk? Yeah, you're right though. It is like the undertone, whether people take that, whatever, but like a man coming down your chimney and eating your food is kind of horny, to be honest.
What you think of, like, even the songs, the Santa Baby song, I've been a real good girl. And, you know, there are those undertones of playfulness and sexiness for the entire season. So, I mean, I feel like that's the best way to relieve stress. Mm. And then I think you just have, like you were talking about, the Hallmark movies where they capitalize on the Christmas season and the holidays and the romance around it all. So for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I think when you look at it, it seems like there are two different, oh, I'm too stressed and I put on all this weight and da 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 da. But then on the flip side, no matter what, there are those moments where it's like, oh, these lights and okay, let's have a blowjob by the tree or whatever, right? Yeah. And then it all sort of culminates in this New Year's Eve thing, which is just an explosion of like champagne and jizz and money and people excess. Just lose their mind.
Like everything is excess and, you know, like jingle balls and I don't know. It's like, I think people look for the excuses too to be more bold and brazen with it and celebratory. And I think everybody likes to have fun because I think we live constantly stressed out all the time and worried and have all these responsibilities. I think it's the pressure valve release that everybody's really wanting. We all want escapism. We all want a fantasy that's outside our normal humdrum lives, you know? I mean, I certainly do.
I think you're totally right. I think everybody does. And speak, you brought up fantasy. So speaking of fantasy, if you had a Christmas wish, like a Christmas hookup, right? Like it could be anybody. It could be a celebrity. It could be a rich businessman. I don't know, whatever. It could be a woman. It could be a cartoon character. Anybody anybody you want. I'm stretching this out to give you time to think, right?
I know. Like, thank you. Because then I started thinking about cartoon characters.
Well, that's my fault. I always kind of put the fucking ideas in people's minds.
Wackily but like, Wabbit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure that would be great. But what if you had a, if you had to choose a Christmas hookup, there's someone you're going to hook up with over the holidays, it's anybody you want, famous or not, dead or alive, doesn't matter. Could be Elvis. Who is it? Who's your Christmas hookup?
You know what? I guess I would, I'm going to say The Rock, because I would like okay. to see what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd wear a Santa hat and like be nice to all your yeah. relatives and shit. Yeah. Yeah. And those people in Indiana would be like, we gotta stop messing with her. She's with The Rock now. Yeah.
That's true. I would have like my own personal bodyguard. Like
oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay, and you know, Christmas. It's sort of weird, like if you are in a new relationship or if you have been in a long relationship, and again I like asking everybody who's on this special their thoughts on this, but like what are your thoughts on buying sex toys for a new partner, an old partner, just in general?
I actually think Christmas would be a great way to have some fun with that, because you know, I think it opens up the conversation of like pleasure and what you like, and you can kind of open the door up to exploring some different things that maybe you haven't done yet as a couple. And I think that it's a great gift because you both get to enjoy it.
That is very, very true. That is very, very true. But what if they're worried? What if like, I don't know if she likes it. I don't know if he's going to like this blowjob machine I got. What if he thinks I'm weird? And like, you know, you have to take that acceptable risk that they might be weirded out by it. But like, how do you get yourself over the hump to just do it?
Well, over the hump.
Well, how do you like just fucking walk into wherever and grab it, buy it?
You know, like I think you just do it, because I think one of the problems that people have in their relationships is they are so nervous about approaching these topics that they miss mm-hmm. out on pleasure for themselves or pleasure for themselves and their partner. And I feel like, I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship, then these conversations they're important, you know, making sure that you're both on the same page. I think sexual intimacy is just one kind of intimacy. And if you don't discuss it, you have to have conversations with it, because mm-hmm. otherwise you don't know where each other's boundaries are and what pleasure means for you and your partner. And I think sexual compatibility is as important as any other intimacy or compatibility. So,
yeah, I mean, I think I'm surprised. And the reason why I like sort of like frame this special around these questions for all of the guests is sort of like, I'm surprised at how many people in relationships, new or old, they actually kind of suffer both on both ends of the spectrum, but how many people aren't having conversations about what they like and what they don't? How many people are scared? And I think to me, what happens during the holidays to those couples who like you said, you know, should be having these conversations and they're not, is it then the stress like sort of compounds that? And then if you're like stuck in some fucking somebody's high school bedroom or like a guest room somewhere, and you're like, I don't know if I should even try or whatever. So that's why I was trying to like get some tips, right? Like, I mean, what kind of tips can we give them?
Yeah, there's a whole new element of having fun with sex is visiting your family in the holidays and then having little escapades in houses you're not supposed to. Or yeah, like your childhood bedroom when your parents are outside the door. So like it brings that element of risk back to it, you know, which can be exciting. But I would say actually one of the best parts of the year and a half with my experience was that I got to test out sex toys for different companies. And Touch Honey, actually on Instagram, this is a shout out to them because they would send me toys to like test and review. And I got to have some fun with that and explore it so much so that I had purchased some toys for some partners because I don't think everyone has gone down the road of exploring toys. And I think it's just like a kid where Christmas time you get toys and you play with them and you have fun with toys. I think it's a perfect opportunity to bring that element of fun and playfulness and trying something new and having fun with toys, you know, especially if you haven't, because that unlocks some new orgasms and pleasure that you might not have experienced before. And they have toys that you can share with your partner and, or toys that you can play with by yourself if your partner's not into it. You know, it doesn't mean that stop your fun.
If you don't have a partner, buy yourself a bunch of fucking sex toys. There you go. Use the money on that. What do you think is like the best? I mean, you can just give one or two if you want, but like which sex toys would you recommend to buy for this Christmas season for yourself or a partner?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm going to go back to the Touch Honey one where they have these, the beautiful like vibrating rose, and they have the rose with the tongue that sucks and you get all of that pleasure. And those have been by far my favorite. they're the ones stuck in my bedroom drawer, my side table drawer right now.
Yeah, I see that one all the time, the rose, and it has like a piece that you can insert. And then the thing is just like, until you really see it in action, because I was always seeing just pictures of it. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. And then I just never looked. But then I recently was looking for sex toys for someone who might be listening down the hall. And I saw that, but I played the video this time and I was like, holy shit. So that one looks fun.
Yeah, it is fun and it's worth purchasing.
Yeah, I think that'll be in somebody's stocking this year in my household. Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people probably haven't thought, you know, they're like, it's getting close to Christmas. People aren't really sure what to buy. People, they're running out of ideas. And I love this conversation because I think it takes a fun, fun last minute stocking stuffer idea where you can just, you know, stick it in there and get their reaction and see what people think. And, you know, even with my friends and stuff, shoot, I would give these out because why would I keep this, secret all to myself? Like,
yeah, you can't gatekeep that shit. You gotta share it. I mean,
could be Phil, like Oprah, you know, like you get clothes, you get a rose, you get an orgasm.
Exactly. I mean, what's jollier than that? I mean, find their favorite snack. If you guys are out of ideas, find their favorite snack, put it in the stocking, buy a strange sex toy. So Cheetos and the pussy eating rose, whatever, right in the stocking. There you go. Christmas is saved.
Yes. I mean, there's no greater gift than an orgasm.
Yeah, no, there truly is not, right? And it doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you're a part of it. You fucking,
that's right.
Just go get that shit.
Can enjoy. You could just watch too. I mean, you know, there's the voyeuristic aspect of it where your partner gets the pleasure, and you get the pleasure of watching their pleasure. So
yeah, no, that's awesome.
It builds that anticipation of like, it's just. I think that was the best part of my year and a half, was like kind of getting pushed to explore things for myself. And toys number one, you know.
Okay. The last part of this Christmas slash holiday, happy holidays, everybody. But this last part of this conversation, right? This last little bit. Is I want to know what you think is going on truly at the North Pole, right? So you have this old man He's kind of burly.
Yeah.
He's got this old wife. And then there's all these elves. Is he having sex with the elves? Are they all coming out of Mrs. Claus? Did he make a deal with someone? Like, are they having gangbangs? Like Christmas gangbangs? Like, what
the
are you?
Elves
what are you?
Definitely are. I'm sure. Like, did you watch that Christmas special about the dentist elf or something? Like I think
I
there
missed
was,
it.
But... I think there's a Christmas special about it. But
so
Santa really is the original sugar daddy. Like, if you think about it, he's like the old rich guy that brings you presents if you're a good girl. Like, we were literally indoctrinated with the story of like, yes, if you're pretty, you should just be taken care of and you should find that sugar daddy. And so give him a couple cookies and he'll fill your stocking for you.
Wow. See, that is brilliant. I mean, that is, you're right. It that totally fucking tracks, like, with pop culture too.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah Jurie, thank you for being with me on the 2023 Sex Party Holiday Special. Let's remind the South Bend, Indiana School Board where they can find you, where they can find your OnlyFans, where they can find your social media.
Yeah, well, I don't want to remind anybody, but you can just always find me at Sarah Jurie.
There you go.
That's where I am hanging out, mostly on Instagram, but you can find me anywhere. But Sarah Jurie, J-U-R-E-E. And I think that's a wrap. This is
it's
been like a great way to kind of bring everything to a close and show up and just with some lightheartedness and you know, just
it's the end of the year. We're all tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've all done our best.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me. And I'm sure no matter what candy coated road you go down, we will see you again in some form.
Yeah. So I hope so.
Happy holidays.
Santa's favorite ho.
Okay. That's a wrap on the 2023 Sex Party Holiday Special. I want to thank my guest, Tatum Zoe, Dr. Tara, and Sarah Jurie. I want to thank all of you for listening, for watching. Happy holidays. No matter what you celebrate, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, do it hard. Go hard. Celebrate hard. If you guys want to give me a Christmas gift, if you're loving Sex Party and these wacky specials and you're listening on platforms like Apple and Spotify, you can do a bunch of things, but only one is the most important. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You could leave a rating. You could leave a review. That's cool. But subscribing is the most important part. If you're watching on YouTube, hey, forget the milk and cookies. Go right to whiskey and cocaine, all right? If you're watching on YouTube, I see you. I love you. You can subscribe to the channel. You could like all the videos. You could leave a comment anywhere you like. Sex Party returns to its normal time slot each and every Wednesday with a new episode, no matter what. You guys can catch me in the DMs on Instagram, and I'll see you all right back here next week.
Thanks for listening. The party continues next week. Click subscribe and let's make this a regular thing. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter @SexPartyFM. Follow Dustin @DustinRibka.